These men are waiting for food from a local charity. It may be their only meal today, disabled, most rely on street begging to sustain them. Unlike the others queuing here, 18-year-old Aliyu Yakubu is learning to fix rice holes and do other metal work to earn a living. Yakubu remembers the moment he decided to quit begging.
My former class prefect saw me begging on the street and didn't recognize me. He gave me some money. When I stretched my hand out to collect it, then he saw my face. I felt ashamed, and since then, I decided not to beg again.
Instructor Isiaka Maji, himself physically disabled, helps people like Yakubu get off the streets and learn a trade. He got his own skills from a state-run vocational rehabilitation training program and has been training others since 2002. 5 years ago, he began encouraging physically challenged people to abandon begging.
We encourage people like us to learn skills they can use to become self-reliant, to support themselves and their families, because being in the streets as beggars is a disgrace to all of us.
So far, he has helped and trained 30 people, some of whom now have their own metal workshop. They make tricycles and motorbikes designed for the handicapped, but also doors and windows to sell. But a member of the Handicapped Association, shop owner Ridwan Abdullahi, says the general public is not buying despite the good quality of their products.
I believe the society are seeing the goods or the product made by a person with disability and is able to.
These men, used to overcoming challenges, say this is one more hurdle the disabled face. They say they will tackle it by raising awareness with the help of the government and the community. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Kaduna, Northern Nigeria.